Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mark Brouwhart. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. And now, play ball. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Moore reaches second base with a double. Gantner moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Moore moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball 4. Howell moves to second. Mark Brouwhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howell scores. Money moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Money scores. Brouhard goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards now playing center field. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Money is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brouhard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Moore reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field. Kemp picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kemp. Moore moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Vukovic covering, for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brouhard hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leach moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leach scores. Brookins moves to second. It's 7-1, Brewers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Parrish out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brouillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trammell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 7-2, Brewers. Jamie Easterly now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Champ Summers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Rick Leach. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.